If you ever wondered why so many movies feel predictable lately, it's not just you. It's a pattern. Hollywood loves to call itself a creative industry, yet somehow keeps handing us the same storylines dressed up in new costumes. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call blockbuster syndrome. Today, I'm breaking down what blockbuster syndrome is, why studios keep repeating the same formulas, and how it affects the movies we get to see. My name is Corinne Boyd, and this is Know It All. Blockbuster syndrome is basically Hollywood's comfort zone, the place studios run to when they want a guaranteed hit without taking real risk. And even as someone who enjoys big franchise films like Marvel and DC, I can still admit the industry has started leaning a little too hard on repetition. Instead of investing in new stories, studios fall back on what's familiar. Sequels, prequels, spin-offs, reboots, and remakes of movies that honestly didn't need remaking yet. And the best example, Fast and Furious. Why do we need 87 versions of the same exact movie? At this point, they've jumped out of the planes, driven through skyscrapers, fought submarines, and pushed cars into space. What's next? A drag race around Saturn? But the wild part is, this didn't start as such a bad thing. According to film scholar Thomas Swart, the blockbuster mindset really took off in the 1970s when the films like Jaws and Star Wars proved that big high-energy movies could completely take over the box office. They were innovative for their time. But instead of taking that innovation and building on it, studios decided the formula itself was the key, not just the creativity behind it. And that's where the problem shows up. When the safe bet becomes the only bet, originality gets pushed aside. Smaller or riskier films struggle to get funded because they aren't predictable. New voices don't get the spotlight because executives want predictable outcomes. And eventually, audiences start to feel it. Not always consciously, but in a subtle, haven't I seen this before, kind of way. It's not just blockbusters are bad. They're fun. They're dramatic. They can be visually incredible. But when studios rely on the same formulas for too long, the industry loses the surprise, the experimentation, and the new voices that make movies exciting. Blockbuster syndrome basically asks, are we watching the movies we want, or just the ones studios assume we'll pay for? Today, we unpacked how blockbuster syndrome pushes Hollywood to repeat the same formulas, why originality gets sidelined, and how that shapes the movies we see, even when some of those franchises are genuinely fun. This podcast is produced by the Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program, written by myself, Corinne Boyd. Thank you to my professor for the guidance and to the film scholars who helped me deepen my understanding of the blockbuster model. My name is Corinne Boyd once again, and this has been Know It All. Listen to our episodes to learn something new in less than 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about blockbuster syndrome. Bye for now.